Sean and Shelby here with Haunt My Body on Near Rocks. Before that, Carlos Jones, Athens Overglow, brand new track just released by Carlos.
Cool. So, yeah, we got some new Teddy Boys, some new Carlos. So it's a good day here at Neo Rocks.
It has. It's been a lot of new stuff. And you're introducing me to somebody new tonight.
Yeah, like literally, Justin, no offense or anything, but he's like, who's coming on? And I'm like, Justin Curry. He's like, have I met him? I'm like, no. Sometimes I just like to surprise Eric and bring new people who I find along the way. And I found you along the way a few, about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You played the Sea of Leon court at the winery, and I was blown away, man. Like, you can really play the heck out of that thing.
Oh, thank you.
But welcome to the studio. Justin Curry, how are you?
Pretty good. It's a wonderful night this evening.
It is.
The weather, finally, a good change in Northeast Ohio. I'm loving it.
Thank goodness. Well, thanks for being down here. You've got a lot going on. I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you, because you're not really promoting one specific thing today. But why don't you give a blanket idea of what's kind of happening with you?
Oh, dude, there's a lot to go on. Let's first go on for the next month and a half. Between the 15th and the 27th, I'll be touring in about 15 different spots in Chicago. I have a whole setups from, what's my favorite place? It's called the Galley Cabaret on Common Ground. Lots of good places up there. Then I'm going up to New York City to St. Mark's Theater under St. Mark's for about a 2-day show out there. Then I'm coming back to Ohio. So,
wow. Now, this is all before you've got 15 stops, you said, in Chicago.
Yes.
And you've got two in New York, but you've got bigger plans than that.
Oh,
even.
Yes. Right now, I'm currently working on, a dream project of mine. I've been working on this for about, 5-6 years in the back burner. I'm finally getting up to everything I need to get done. But in the next year or two, I'm playing a Round the World tour right now in correspondence to one of the albums I'm currently releasing. It's called Stardust, a wonderful, wonderful piece. It's pretty much a recollection of years of work that I've been just waiting to put out there and just never had the chance yet.
Wow, that's terrific. You're going to be playing some tunes live.
Oh, yes.
For us. And that's one of the things I noticed about you from the get-go. Like, I think our first conversations we had, it was about traveling. Where does that love of travel come from? And this isn't your first time touring. You toured Asia before, correct?
I've toured all across Asia. I was in Japan for 3 years. Wonderful experience, wonderful people. Probably one of the most beautiful places on earth. I just love the area up, and the music scene's amazing.
Wow. Well, I want to get more into that and kind of your love of travel and where all that comes from. But let's play a tune first. What do you have for us first here?
All right, one of my new pieces. This is actually going to be the end of my current album, Stardust. It's called The Morning Daybreak. Let's get this started.
All right, here's Justin Curry on Neo Rocks. Thank you. Justin Curry here on Neo Rocks. You know, this is a treat for us because we usually have, we're very heavy with acoustic guitars, vocals, and so this is something different for us, you know, having a violin in here. And in case anybody's listening at home or in their car, streaming the show at neorocks.com or wjcu.org, there are not four violinists in here. There's only one. So just so people don't get confused, why don't you tell them kind of what your setup is like here?
Yeah, currently I'm just using just a basic, a Boss RC3 loop pedal. I'm able to pretty much create a orchestra of sound with just a flick of a switch. Wonderful little tool. It's great. And to be honest, it's better than hiring a whole band. So
now when you go on tour, like you said, you got 15 spots in Chicago, two in New York, and then you're going to hit 375 countries.
Oh, no, not 375.
Yeah. That's sarcasm. It's sarcasm. but you're going to hit 90 countries. So when you're playing in a country that's not the United States and it's very far away, you haven't been there before, maybe you haven't been to the venue, mm-hmm. How do you approach it with your setup and with what you're doing? How do you go about that?
Well, what's interesting enough is that one thing I love about music is it's universal. And the same as most setups you're going to do, unless it's in the middle of nowhere. And to be honest, I've seen some of the most rickety stages and hardest setup, probably parts of the United States, to be honest. And I don't expect much worse than that. I've been a little bit of everywhere. And pretty much what I can see is that no matter where I go set up, they always have usually a good setup for me. One of the best examples I can say was in Japan, this one little club I did in Kyoto back in 2013. Just a small in the, hole-in-the-wall place. Really wonderful place, but they had everything set up for me. I was pretty much just plug and play, and it was probably one of the best sound engineers I've ever had. It's hard to mic a violin. It is actually very difficult to mic a violin. Most of the time when I try this on the stage, I either do it myself or I have someone, because I tend to blow speakers. I have a tendency to actually blow speakers. Just for the, put this in front of something, the feedback will literally, it's crazy. It's crazy. But pretty much, as long as you scout the place out, the internet's a wonderful tool. Make sure you connect with, local musicians out there, connect with the local scene. I have a little bit of friends from everywhere. If I haven't been there, I have a friend who's there. So, I have a really good viewpoint.
We're speaking with Justin Curry right now on Neo Rocks. So you're playing 90 countries.
Yes.
How many languages do you speak?
I am a polyglot. So pretty much I know on and off eight languages.
Wow.
Not all of them fluent, but some of them pretty good. For example, my Japanese, Nihongo Shaberu, Sono Monde Janma Senyo, Prepare Deo Naikido. I speak several languages. It's a really good key to have. Not even just as a musician, in this 21st century age, I think everyone should learn at least three languages, your home language and one the country that's closer than one that's other side of the world. It's just an interesting thing. And I think, so much more understanding, because people, when you go to a country, you try to understand how the people, the different cultural. But interesting enough, if you just listen to how a language is, the basic structure of it, you can tell what is close to a society's heart by, the words and how they use it. What's the best example? Like Japanese, I'm going to keep going back because that's the country I probably spent the longest in, 3 years. But probably the, for instance, the name for food, the meal, it's actually the same for rice. And it means that not just because, they eat rice all the time, but from a cultural central point of view, the entire society up until probably the mid-1600s, everything from taxes to how you paid people was based in rice or koku. It's an interesting thing. And you can learn just little things about that from other countries, and it's still in the language, even after, society has moved on or passed that point in time. Culture still remains, language still remains a great reflect of the culture it comes from.
I don't know if you heard the interview we did earlier, but this marks the second consecutive interview tonight that we've talked about food in. So, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're going to hear another one from you coming up. Do you have any, so you're going to go to all these different countries, mm-hmm. all these spots in the world. Do you anticipate a certain section of the world being more receptive to your style of music, or are you just kind of looking at it like an open...
things with an open mind.
Yeah.
The only way in this world to go, from my personal opinion, how I've seen, is always never expect anything. Go in everywhere, in every experience with open mind, and you always come up on top. I play a little bit of everything from classical to jazz to international. So, you know, what you were just hearing then, I play a little bit of everything. But one thing I know that no matter where you go in the world, music is considered an international language. It's such a beautiful thing. I can just set up a park anywhere, just practice for a few hours, and I have like 30 people just coming around. It's the most interesting, you know, and you get to talk to these people, meet these. I mean, sometimes you don't know the language. Just a smile and a wave and a handshake or even a bow. It's literally the most precious thing you do because you're connecting cultures much more than if you ever read a book or, you know, you see a movie. No, no, you have to live it. We have relatively short lives, 100 years at the most, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less. Live it.
Well, I hope we're not letting you down. You've only got two guys from Cleveland here tonight as an audience, but we'd love to hear another song if you're right, or another piece if you're up for it.
Let's see.
What's the name of this this next one?
Let's see. Well, this is a nice old piece I wrote. Oh, dear Lord. This is actually an untitled piece. It's a requiem I wrote, I don't even know how many years ago. It had to be about 7 or 8 years ago. This is when I lived in Japan the first time. And interesting enough that I was during I was there during the 2011 the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster. Now, I toured the northern part of the country about 2 months before that. So I was in the Fukushima area right before this happened. So I got to see a lot of the people there. And I got a phone call about a month afterwards, well, email about a month afterwards from one of the parents of the child who really loved my music. And unfortunately, she died in the incident. Oh. They never found her body. But she really always, ever since then, she was always talking about me, my music. And so that would be fitting if, you know, maybe I asked me if I could, if it wouldn't be a bother to write something based on that. So this is a little bit of a heavier piece, but I think it's one of the most... It's really close to my heart. It's something I've never put in an album, and I don't know if I ever intend to because it's really special. But, I think I want to share that here if that would be nice.
Definitely. Thanks for sharing. And, yeah, absolutely. This is Justin Curry here on Neil Rocks.
Justin Curry here on Neo Rocks.
Well, that was cool. I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Usually I make these notes. You may have noticed I was typing over here. I'm not trying to be rude. I just have so many questions for you because, like I said, you're classing up Neo Rocks here. We usually have a lot of questionable characters in here, and you know, you're playing violin, which is pretty great. If people want to hear you in like the Cleveland area, are they going to be able to catch you anytime before you go out?
Oh dear, that's the thing. My last big thing was last week, but I might do a few guest appearances at open mic or two. You'll probably see me this Wednesday at Touch Open Mic. Every time I'm in town, I try to go there. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
I know I have a private birthday party I'll be doing at a bar next week, and I'm not sure if it's probably best for me to put that information out.
Yeah, but, probably not.
But pretty much I will be back probably midsummer, definitely for more shows. Yeah. I'll be doing a show in Rochester. No, Syracuse. One more time. Syracuse on the 28th. And then I'll be back of July. And then I'll be back in probably the Cleveland area early August, because I know I have a show in Lakewood at the Plank Tavern Inn on the 5th of August. So you'll probably catch me around there. But I, if anyone wants to, you know, follow me online, my website, www.justincurryviolin.com, has pretty much all of the data you're going to want on there. My tour schedule is currently on there. And I update that every couple of weeks, hopefully. And how the summer is going, I'll probably do it every few days, so keep that up. Just look up Justin Curry Violin, that's C-U-R-Y, on Facebook. You'll find me on there. I have a Facebook page, Instagram at j.violinman. There's plenty of ways. I'll do my best, because one thing I feel I regret sometimes is that I've traveled a lot, but I feel like I want to give a little bit back to my hometown, because technically Cleveland area is my home. I was born out here, raised out here up to my high school days, and then after that I was traveling all back and forth between here and, you know, everywhere I do. But it would be lovely to start, you know, trying to give back to, you know, my roots.
Well, I'm telling you, I got to tell you, I'm looking at justincurryviolin.com right now, and Neo Rocks is the first date on there. I like that. You didn't forget about us. I like that.
No.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for coming down and sharing with us. Would you want to play one more for us? Or?
Let's see, a little bit more. Just a regular classical piece, would that be all right? Yeah. It'll be one of my compositions I've been working on a little bit.
We keep it under 40 minutes.
Sure.
I mean, we can't do like all the movements, I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, no,
but,
no,
you know.
No. Just the opening of it right now I have. Let me turn this off, actually. Been working on this for a little bit right now. I'm hoping the next couple of years I have everything I want to actually release it, but for now it's a little bit of a secret of the hush-hush. Ooh. Quiet putt project in the works, but when it comes out, it's going to be big.
Well, thank you again for joining us, and we're going to go out on this one. This is Justin Curry here on Neo Rocks.